Oh.
Hi, is this Francis?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Francis. This is Sarah with Family First. How are you?
Okay.
I know you spoke to my coworker, Stella. I do have a couple of questions for you. I know that you are pretty flexible with the days and hours, but what is your schedule like? What hours do you work for Miss Moody?
I'm around the house all day.
Okay. So the 47.
My problem, let me cut you short.
Yeah, go ahead.
Politely. My biggest problem is I am on disability Social Security. Now, I'm only allowed to work so many hours. I think
okay.
25 to 30. I think I can get it to 30.
Okay.
But, you know what I mean? Once I go above that, you know, then my back goes again.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Then I gotta go.
I understand completely.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
my back's been in good shape lately because I'm gonna be honest with you. When the pandemic hit, I came into a ton of money, all that free $600 shit and normal unemployment. I was working under the table and I blew up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wasn't standing in line in the summertime waiting to get in the supermarkets 10 at a time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was go puffing it. And what's that other one they called when you order food?
Instacart?
Nah.
Or DoorDash?
DoorDash, that's it.
Yeah.
And I was stuffing. You know what I mean? It was my own fault. I gained like 50 pounds, couldn't move. But now I'm down to like 218. I feel strong, but I don't know how long that's going to last. You know what I mean? I got three degenerative discs in my back. Anything can set that off. Plus,
right.
I got it in my neck. I worked 35 years in the construction business. So the wear and tear on my body is horrendous.
I'm sure. All right, so what time does Dorothy wake up in the morning?
She gets up when I get up. We get up at the crack of dawn. That's when I start giving her medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I get her something to eat, so she ain't digesting all them pills on an empty stomach. She usually takes a nap. Then if she goes to the bathroom, I usually change her, you know, before 12, get her ready. Then, you know, maybe a wound care person will come out.
Right.
I make sure she's clean for that and so on and so forth.
So then why don't we have it that you are with her for a little bit in the morning and a little bit in the evening, and we'll get somebody in there from like 10 to 5?
That would be perfect.
Okay.
That would buy me some private time, yes.
Okay. So I do have a caregiver that's worked with us in the past, Vanya. She is interested in working with and we're just updating her HR file because it's been a little bit since she's worked with us, so we just need to make sure her TB and everything is up to date. And I will set up
okay,
a three-way
but there's
call.
There's other things I have to add to this. I kind of got in trouble with Jeffs and Ameribest because I was giving them hell. I mean, Dot had a habit of giving her a Social Security card out to buy things, and they were doubling up, paying their phone bills and
oh
all
gosh.
This, not realizing that I am the accountant of the house. You know what I mean? I have power of attorney. I go over all these expenditures. Dot, did you buy this? Dot, did you buy... No. So she's broke 2 months into a month. Then when we have a tragedy, she's borrowing money off of me, and she makes almost double than I make.
All right.
You know what I mean? It's not right.
No, that's not right. That shouldn't happen. So I wouldn't worry about that here.
Okay.
However, you did mention you are power of attorney for Dorothy.
Yes, I am.
Okay, because as power of attorney, you're not eligible paid to be her caregiver.
Well, then just erase it. I'll tear it up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Nobody knows but me.
All right.
I mainly did it because we had a leak out front. The water main broke, and she was bedbound. She had no way of getting her ID redone without being bedbound into the DMV. That would have been a nightmare. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
I understand.
That's the only time I've ever used it.
Okay.
So
right.
If you just want to forget about it, it's
well,
okay with me.
Well,
I'm never
the service
use-
coordinator is actually the one who asked us to verify it because he knows that he thought that you were power of attorney and he
well,
knew that it wasn't.
Well, let him think all he wants.
Okay, so I will see what needs to happen, and I'm going to send over the links to the documents for you, and then tomorrow I will reach out to set up an interview once Vanya completes her the updating her file, okay?
Okay, now how much money are we talking about here?
For the 30 hours, and you're in Philadelphia?
Yes.
It would be about $15 an hour.
That would be... But bear in mind, before any of this goes through, I have to, I will call Social Security first thing in the morning just to make sure I'm legal. You know
okay.
what I mean?
All right. Sounds good. All
and
right. So we'll talk again
perfect,
tomorrow.
Perfect money, but I just don't want to blow
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you don't
I
want
got.
It to get, yeah, you don't want to
because
get
Because I
any.
Can come up hurt on her. I can twist her the wrong way. And have to start the process all over again, and
yeah.
nobody's here to afford me.
I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is my number that I called you on. If you have any questions at all, feel free to give me a call back, and I will be calling you again tomorrow, okay?
Thanks very much. I appreciate the call. And
all right.
Just as far as the power of attorney, skip it. I
All
never
right.
even used it. I never even used it. I never
I'll
used it against
know.
Anybody. I
okay.
only thing I ever did when it was get the drain fixed outside. That was it.
All righty.
I never went into her bank accounts, never
okay.
moved any money, never did anything with any of her money.
All
nothing.
Righty. I'm just okay? all right. Yep, I'll let them know. Thank you.
Okay.
And we'll talk
okay.
tomorrow. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.